Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to, first of all, I'd like to welcome one of the interpreters, Lazarus. We haven't seen him for a long, long time. Welcome back. And the other interpreter?
Lydia.
Welcome. This is the City of Iqaluit Planning and Development Committee meeting of the hall number 8, held on September 21st, 2021. In front of you, you have the agenda. The first being adoption of agenda, please. Moved by Councillor Awa, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any questions or comments? If not, all those in favor? Thank you, and I'd like to welcome people online. Samantha and Michelle will be, and Amanda as well, will be assisting us through this meeting. Number one on the agenda, minutes, there's none. Number two, declaration of interest. Councillor Stevenson.
There we go. Thank you, Itzibauta. I need to declare interest on 5C.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other declaration of interest? If not, moving along. Number three, delegations, none. Number four, deferred business and table items, none. And number five, new business. And we'll start right away with 5A, request for addition, land acquisition and disposable bylaw, approval of land acquisition and disposable bylaws, untitled land north of Tunic Pond for Nunavut Recovery Center. And I would like to ask Amanda Wells to talk on this one. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sorry about that. Having some technical difficulties. Good evening, Mr. Chair, Mayor, Councillors. I'm here tonight to bring to you an RFD for Land Acquisition Bylaw 919 and Disposal Bylaw 920. This is for untitled municipal land just north of Tunic Pond that's needed for the Nunavut Recovery Center. The recommendations are that council give first and second reading to the proposed land acquisition and the land disposal bylaw, that you refer the matter back to staff for further analysis, or you refuse the reading of the two bylaws. We're recommending tonight, staff is recommending that the Planning and Development Committee recommend that council, number one, give first and second reading to lands acquisition bylaw number 919 and appendix A, for the untitled municipal land shown in SK-IQAL-235(40-2)(21-001). And number two, the council give first and second reading to land disposal bylaw in Appendix A for untitled municipal land shown on SK-IQAL-235(40-1)(21-001).
Thank you, Amanda. I need a move by Mayor Bell, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. I think this is just a process, administrative stuff, but are there any questions or comments? Sorry, to the motion. Councillor Awa.
I'm going to make sure that...
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And Amanda also, thank you for presenting Amanda, and she did refer to it. I did make a comment, and then I will have a clearer picture, especially the Hunter's Trail will be addressed along the way. Thank you, Councillor Amanda. Amanda.
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't get the question.
Councillor Owens is indicating that he brought up issue about Hunter's Trail, Hunter Skidoo Trails, or a trail for hunters, and he's wondering if that will be considered or be part of the process of this change. Thank you.
This lot is going to be part of the future land development that the city is looking into in the last few years, and trails and Skidoo trails were being part of that development. I don't think it's been looked into in this particular lot at this time, but it is to be part of the future land development for that area.
Amanda.
Thank you, Amendi.
Thank you, Councillor Awa. Next, I have Councillor.
Good evening. Looking at this bylaw reading of 1 and 2, and a lot of my concerns were already addressed by Councillor Awa, but we should keep in mind that Hunter's Crossing is fairly new in that area, and only in recent years have we begun to address that issue around the city. If they're going to be driving through the lake, and I know it is not really going to hamper the hunters going out or coming in, part of it is a bit of a trail. Like Solomon said, there's a bit of a road, dirt road there. So in the future planning stages, we will need to keep that in mind. I don't think anything will hamper the hunters in this particular issue of reading 1 and 2 of this bylaw.
Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Itivauta. I agree that the trail is an issue that we need to talk about, and we did, you know, with other buildings like the federal daycare that was built. Amazingly, trails are very flexible. So, you know, where they once were, when a building goes there, they go around them. But there'll be a time where that won't work anymore. And I do think we need to do better at identifying trails and working on our crossings so that they're effective and safe, as opposed to hindering the safety of skidooers quite often with both our snow removal practices, but also our building practices. All this is not just a rant, but also I believe that there's a federal program right now for trails, where you can apply for trails. And I'm sure that most people, when they picture that, are thinking walking trails and park trails, but there's no reason why we couldn't apply in our more northern specific scenario for money for trails, for skidoo trails. Somebody brought up this idea to me and was talking about the trail into Tar Inlet that is quite often really difficult, right in Tar Inlet, where there's some modifications have been done with plywood and some tracks to make it easier to get up. He was suggesting we could apply to help make that spot, that pinch point, a little easier. That's just an example of places where we could make skidoo trails, especially exiting the city, especially onto the land. You know, there's one up at the plateau by the basketball court that's kind of an exit onto the city, onto the land from the city. There's the one by the Arctic Winter Games. There's one by Road to Nowhere. We could really identify a couple of spaces out of the city and really work on them so that they were identified, so that they were, you know, specific land that wasn't somebody's that we're driving on, and we could make them better. I think that would be a useful thing to use that trails money for.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other questions or comments to the motion? If not, ready to vote. All those in favor, please raise your hand. Unanimous. Thank you, and thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Moving along, we go to number 5B. Request for addition, general plan amendment application number GPA21001 and zoning bylaw amendment application number ZBLA21001. Approval of general plan amendment and zoning bylaw amendment untitled land, untitled municipal land north of Tunic Pond. And the applicant is Department of Community and Services, Government of Nunavut. And I'd like to ask Michelle to present. Go ahead, Michelle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good evening, Mayor and members of committee. So this proposal for amendments comes forward from Community and Government Services. And the amendments are required for their proposed Nunavut Recovery Center on the lands just north of Tunic Pond. So the lands that we were just discussing in the land acquisition and disposal bylaws. So council did approve a sketch plan back in April and to create the lot and also to create a 20 meter wide road right of way. So these are shown on attachment one and attachment two. One is a location map, and the second one is kind of a preliminary site plan. So what we'd like to make amendments for is for the actual lot to permit this institutional use. There are a number of changes that are required. Starting with the general plan, we need to have a change in the land use designation in the general plan to institutional. So this would permit a major institutional use outside of the core area. So this is the same designation that's on just across the road for Arctic Winter Games, the École Trois Soleils, and Exarmit. So both major institutional uses. The second amendment that's proposed to the general plan is to change the servicing status to a serviced area. So as a future development area, It's designated in the general plan as sort of a future extension of services. In this case, because the lot will be serviced from the existing access vault in front of the AWG arena, we need to change the servicing status in the general plan to allow the development. Finally, we propose to remove the subject lands from the development scheme overlay in the general plan, as well as to make amendments to the Area B development scheme, which is an annex of the general plan. And specifically, that's to change the land. To remove the lands from the land use concept, and also from the phasing plan. And finally, the amendment to the zoning bylaw is to rezone the subject lands to a public institutional zone. The options that are presented in the report are to approve or to recommend the first reading of the proposed general plan and zoning bylaw amendments. The second option would be to approve them, but with changes, recommended changes. The third option would be to refer the amendments back to staff for further review or analysis. And the fourth option would be to refuse first reading of the amendments. The staff recommendation that we put forward to committee is that they recommend to council to give first reading to the amending bylaw as attached in appendix in attachment. The amending bylaws are in attachment 3. So that's the amending bylaw for the general plan. And attachment 4 contains the proposed amending bylaw to the zoning bylaw. So the first motion is to give first reading to the amending bylaw to the general plan. The second motion to give first reading to the amending bylaw to the zoning bylaw. And the third to direct staff to give public notice for a public hearing for both amending bylaw review processes. The enemy.
Thank you, Michelle. I believe that's a motion to give first reading. All three of them? All three, okay. Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any questions or comments to the motion? This is a procedural to the first motion we did with 5A. Any questions or comments? If not, ready to vote. Those in favor, raise your hand, please. Unanimous. Thank you. And thank you to Michelle. And at this time, Councillor Stephen would like to declare conflict on number 5C. Moving along, 5C, request for addition survey sketch number SK21010. Subdivision of Inuit-owned land, parcel E. Approve of survey application plan 4755, block 205, lot 6, north 40. And the applicant is Kikiktani Inuit Association. And I'd like to ask Michelle to present, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. QIA wishes to survey the western portion of the Inuit-owned lands located along Federal Road in the North 40. And that's shown in attachment 1 is a context map with showing the satellite imagery, so you can see the existing uses. And the second attachment is the proposed sketch plan itself. The proposed survey will create 3 parcels of land. They're labeled as 6A, 6B, and 7. 6A is to accommodate the Uksuk Garage. So Uksuk Garage has already been developed. So the proposed lot would take in the building, the parking, and their storage facilities. 6B at the back would be a new parcel that would be created that could be leased for development. And parcel 7K would be the remainder parcel. So that would include the lands that are at the back of the Kudlik and Kanajil along Federal Road, as well as the lands on the other side of the drainage ditch. So it's a very large parcel that's remaining. And it's all that land that's west of the Exarneet Hotel. So this is a very large parcel, and this would be or there would be a resurvey application coming forward in the future when plans for those lands come forward. The options that are detailed in the report is to approve the survey application, to refer it back to staff, or to refuse the survey application. And the staff recommendation is that Planning and Development Committee recommend to Council to approve the survey application to subdivide Lot 6, as shown on the sketch plan in Attachment 2. So, yeah, Nemi.
Thank you, Michelle. Moved by Mayor Bell, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? Last call. Any questions or comments? Ready to vote? All those in favor, please raise your hand. Unanimous. Thank you. Michelle? Moved by Mayor Bell, seconded by Councillor Shepherd to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor, please raise your hand. Thank you, and have a good evening. Bye.